Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walking in the temple. The portico of Solomon. So the temple authorities gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, in regard to what he has given me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
To Easter 4 or Good Shepherd's Day, also Mother's Day and Teacher Appreciation Week, a lot of our church window today is here very in the back, the last one lower. I put a little electric candle here. I found out my nativity story figurines. The most shepherd or most famous shepherd in Chicago or the States or even the world, now Pope Leo, what's his number, 14th, and I'm happy, I'm in a seminary, which, Pope also made his Master of Divinity degree at the CTU, Catholic Theological Union. Maybe you've seen President Sister Barbara Reed, Professor of New Testament, in the news. And I didn't meet him in person, but I was invited by some other students. We have cross-registration with Methodist, Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian classes, and I was invited to the Augustinian Order. I guess he lived there. It's kind of old, right across the street. Well, actually, I would start this shepherd story with presidents and kind of said on Mother's Day, no female big leaders. I don't want to say names, presidents now. They are also kind of shepherds, organizing people, care of a flock of people, or managers. And in ancient times, why is this parable used with the shepherd oftentimes? Leaders of states were compared to shepherds, people in higher positions who had to lead a lot of others. Our top managers, they manage thousands of employees. And, of course, Pastor Jason, if you call pastor, actually is the shepherd, because pastor is just Latin word for shepherd. And Spanish, no? Bien pastore, bien, good shepherd, still in Italian, Spanish name. But if you look on the human Jason, we are the sheep, or little lambs, depends, or mama lamb, mama sheep. And as a pastor, you're kind of micro, or as a bishop or pope, macro organizers, managing people. In biblical times,
they were called shepherds too, because every child, if educated or not, knew what a shepherd is. It was a busier job at that time. Maybe today, if you have some herd, you have electric fences and comfort sleeping, comfort watering, and can buy food and no more wilder beasts or maybe some coyotes. And everyone knew what they did and how tricky it is to care of all these, even if it's a small flock or bigger. And it was very responsible at that time. You have the lambs, you have sheep, you have goats. You need to find water, you need in the desert, you need to find grass. You have to care for them. And yeah, if they're hurt, you have to be a little wet too. Yeah, if they're lost, you have to search for them. And you're a guardian, you're a tour guide, nanny, doctor, lion, wolf tamer. Yeah, big job as a politician, at least should be, or a manager or a pastor. And in the Bible, we have a lot of examples, not only this little reading of John, which is a little snippet of a long story talking to soldiers in John and in other parables, but we can look back for Moses. He was a shepherd, he fled from Egypt and was a shepherd, found a wife, had kids, and then came back later. Or Saul, King Saul, started then maybe depressions, so we have high and up roller coaster. Or King David, no, first fighting Goliath with his little stone. And the Old Testament also repeatedly contains the prophetic announcement that God would send a very special shepherd for his people in Israel. I don't want to repeat all these prophetic quotes. And with this special good shepherd, God would not longer leave his flock to unreliable people, but would take care of them himself. God fulfilled this promise with Jesus, and Jesus himself expressively said, I'm the good shepherd. Good shepherd foretold by prophets, and the good shepherd through whom God himself takes care of his flock, because Jesus is the Son of God. As we heard in the Gospel, the Father and I are one. So maybe one little note, in the Bible, it's pointed out that Jesus is kind of a property-owning shepherd, because there were different kinds of shepherds. You either own your own flock and then take care, or sometimes you're just rent or hired, easy job, and then usually bad reputation, don't really, you flee or don't really care that much of your shepherd job if you're a hired hand. Jesus is the best example of a shepherd that can be found in the Bible and in the world in general. And we're his people. Today I wanna focus for us or you, if you imagine this story, on the lens of the sheep or the baby lamb or older mommy sheep, granddad or just uncle, maybe little queer sheep, all kind of sheeps. We don't want to be the need the perfect role model of the shepherd today, even if we are pastors. Let us be grateful today and enjoy that we are taken care of. If we realizing this shepherd's perspective, usually we have, I don't have a stuffed animal, we have these cute white lambs, they're nice and fluffy. But if you realize, and at the biblical times too, we know these sheep sometimes are stubborn. Baby sheep go away, or old stubborns, they're gonna hurt themselves, they don't wanna eat, they get ill, they sometimes don't wanna clean themselves, then they get stinky, or hair gets too long, And even we all have these little mistakes as sheep in this flock, or sometimes being an outsider, we have this shepherd takes care of us, even if we are out in the wilderness trapped. And we just imagine this today. The good shepherd knows his sheep, he knows us by name. He says, take Cornelius. Cornelius, don't push here on the water and the big fat grass. Let others get a sip or a little bunch of grass too. Or he sees Emily tangled up a thorn bush and helps her out. He gently dabs oil on the bloody scratches on her head. Emily bleeds pitifully, and the shepherd gives her a good talking to. I know, Emily, it hurts a bit now, but it will soon be better. Or maybe, says George or Cynthia, don't be too shy. Come take a place at the water. Take a place in this flock. Don't be outsider. You are welcome. But where is Stan? Where is Stan? The shepherd always keeps an eye on the whole flock and knows exactly when a sheep is missing. Stan calls the shepherd. Is Stan fixing, walking around the fence and checking, all helping me? No one to see. So the shepherd takes his crook and sets off to look for Stan. He doesn't have long to go before he hears a few pitiful, still stoic sounds coming from a crevice in the crock. Stan has got into on a high-spirited discovery tour and can't get out again. Shepherd wraps the curve of his staff around Stan's body and pulls him out. Little ashamed, but still good shape, runaway trots after the shepherd back to the herd. But suddenly, all these amazing care stories, there was a weird sound from the edge of the forest. A dangerous growl can be heard. The sheep flinch, shepherd turns around, and finds himself face to face with a dangerous big wolf. In biblical times, everyone knew how dangerous the wolves were, especially when they were hungry. Such a wolf is now standing opposite the flock, ready to pounce on them at any moment and tear the sheep to pieces. Shepherd turns pale, but if he was only a shepherd to earn money, he would run away now, or if it would be a human like us, we don't know, and leave the flock to the beast. But the shepherd, it's his property. They are close to his heart. He knows all by name. He hears them. So he gathers all his courage, grabs his staff, and faces the wolf to fend it off. How will the battle end? Shepherd against the beast. And if the shepherd were David, King David, this would be a cinematic, heroic tale. The young, fearless David would be fighting with his slingshot, with his little rock. He would accurately wound the wolf in the head and then beat him so badly with the shepherd's staff that he would not dare to approach the flock again. But the shepherd is not David. He is the son of David, Jesus. Wolf pounces on the good shepherd, tears him down, and then kills him in the rage. But this satisfies him, and he trots back into the forest. The sheep escape unscathed. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So, we heard also the Revelation story, and well, it's not the super little lamb, maybe lamb kid. So Jesus is for us the good shepherd, the best shepherd, and it's the little lamb, especially in the Gospel of John, very fearless, and it's the time of dedication. If we look back to our Gospel, they had little goats, lambs, dedicate or sacrifice in the temple. And For us, we have not only the Good Shepherd model, we have also the Lamb of God, dying for us on the cross. That's why it's so connected to Easter on this fourth celebrating day of Easter. From a human perspective, this is, of course, all this story kind of imagined, a little unrealistic. What real shepherd would willingly go to his death for his sheep? Maybe wolf only gets one or two. And after all, the sheep are there to die for the owner, not the owner for them. But we are all dealing here with God's kingdom and God's wisdom. The word of the cross of Jesus is, humanly, rationally speaking, foolishness from a manager or maybe some politician lens. That's why we repeatedly encounter people who have no access at all to Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. This is because they believe in their own reason rather than in God's word or God's kingdom. But God's word says simply and clearly, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Lamb of God, we will hear communion. What happens to the sheep after Easter? After Ascension, we see here. Well, it has become Easter. The shepherd has risen from the dead, and we hear in Revelation we have eternal life. More adult story in Revelation about the sheep and the lamb, Jesus, and people in the white robes, angels. Shepherd has risen from the dead. He is still alive today and is still the best shepherd. Even today, he calls his sheep by name. He hears all of us. He heals us. He cares for us. He wipes our tears from the eyes. And if there is sheep outside the fence or outside the gates and the flock or running, even they're not his flocks, they're gonna be open gates to be taken care of. And some of us, not only the pastor, is trying to be not that perfect, try to be a little sheep. Maybe some of us, in a smaller scale, for moms, for teachers, for congregation council, for all our volunteer helpers. We try to help manage the flock, switch roles between little shepherds, between sheep ourselves. And if we hear our name, we be grateful for God being for us, being the shepherd, sending Jesus as human, and the Father and I are one. Let me close with a little prayer. Thank you, gracious God, for you being shepherd and sending your Son Jesus as a shepherd, as our good shepherd, as our best shepherd for us. Even we are little, sometimes weird sheep, not always cute. We can rejoice in him. We be grateful for his help, for his defense, for he knows us so good. He feeds us. He loves us. He hears us. He knows us by name, and he wipes away.